Chapter 2. The Nightingale Hears.
"He is a true lover," said the pretty little nightingale, looking at the student. "Night after night I have sung my song to him. Night after night I have told his story to the stars, and now I see him. His hair is dark and his lips are red as the rose of his desire." "The prince will give a party tomorrow night," said the young student, "and the girl I love will be there. If I bring her a red rose, she will dance with me. If I bring her a red rose, I shall hold her in my arms, and she will lean her head upon my shoulder. We will hold hands. But there is no red rose in my garden, so I shall sit lonely, and she will pass me by. She will ignore me, and my heart will break." The little nightingale heard all of this. "He is such a kind boy," said the nightingale. "Love is a wonderful thing. It is more valuable than anything. Jewels cannot buy it, nor is it to be found in the stores. It may not be purchased from merchants, and it can't be given for gold. The musicians will sit on expensive chairs and play their musical instruments," said the student. "My love will dance to the sound of the violin. She will dance so lightly that her feet will not touch the floor. But she will not dance with me, for I have no red rose to give her." He put his head on his desk, buried his face in his hands, and wept.